We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines from the top of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Tashma, continuing the Shaila and the Sugyo of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that if there's a crowd, even though it has a simen, you're allowed to keep it. And we're not sure if they're about to argue or not, that's part of the discussion of the Gemara. Tashma, Tav Rav Asi. This is a raya from a member of a Meira, Rav Asi. Motzu Chavis Yayin Be'ir, if you find a barrel of wine in the city, in a city that's Ruba Kananim, Shruba Kananim. So now we have a shayla of a lost barrel of wine, and we also have a shayla of Yayin Nesach. So halacha is Mutaris Shematziah. It's Mutav Shematziah, because you're not Mechuyev Lahachris. You don't have to announce it, because it's Reb Goyim. Basur Banah, but it's also Banah, because it might be Yayin Nesach. Boy Yisrael and also Basimon. Bishol came and gave a Simon, so now you know it belongs to the Yisrael. But Mutaris, the halacha is Mutaris Bashtiah. It's Mutav Bashtiah, because it don't belong to the Yisrael. But the halacha is, it belongs to Lamaitza. It's with Taras Mashtiya Lamaitza. Because the person who found it keeps it. Why? Because since it was Rav Kananim, so the Baal was Miyayish, so therefore I can be kainit. Now the problem was there was Yayin Nesach. So there, the halacha is that if the Yisrael gives a simon, so now we know it belongs to the Yisrael, it belonged to the Yisrael, and therefore we can assume it's now Kasher Yayin. But I could keep it because there was Yish. So the first part of Mishnah is talking about a case where we didn't find out who it is. So it's Mutav Shematziah, but it's Asa Bahana. Now what are you going to use it for? We'll see what we'll talk about in a second. But if Yisrael gives a simon, then not only can I keep it, but I could drink it as well. So who holds you go by Sir Raif, and it's Mutav to keep the Aveda, Kamanka Shimra Laza. Shmami, no, we see me, Kikomer Shimra Laza, Rav Kananim, because here it says Raif, and it says Dafka Rav Kananim. I will Raif Yisrael Loi, but not Rav Yisrael. But not, so you see Dafka Rav Kananim. It could be maybe Rav Asi holds even that Rav Shimon holds even by Rav Yisrael, that Rav Shimon holds even by Rav Yisrael. But Rav Asi saw Rav Asi holds like Rav Shimon only by Rav Kananim, not by Rav Yisrael. Now Tosis points out that he also could have said he holds like the Rabbanon who hold and Rabbanon agree by Rav Kananim. But either way, Taisa says, the halakha lamayis we're coming after here is that by Rav Kananim you're allowed to keep it. Either because we pass the Rav Shimon laws of Rav Kananim, or because that's what the Rabbanon agreed to. And that was Rav Asi's shita, that he held that by Rav Kananim you're allowed to keep it, even if it has a simon. Now, Gemara interjects now, v'chimiyacha da asir v'anah, Mutaris Mashematzia, in the first case that we said that if it's Rav Kananim and no one gave a simon, the halacha is allowed to keep it, but it's also by nos. What do you need it for? L'may hilchasa. Am Rav Ashi l'kankana, to keep the barrel that I was in, the pitcher that I was in, that you could keep because it's Mutav Mashematzia. The wine in Echnami you have to spill out. So the Gemara, who gave the Ashi l'chabas, who's the tzair b'sadina? A person found four zuz that was wrapped in a handkerchief, which was a simon. But it was thrown into the Nahar. It was in the middle of the river. Also came to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, Zilachris. Go, announce it. Freit the Gemara, Vazut Shayamu. Isn't the river considered Zut Shayam? And Vazut Shayam, we said, that everyone agrees, allowed to keep the Aveda, no matter what. So the Gemara, Shayinar Beiran, the Kim of the Maskil, since it has a middle, it gets, a lot of times there's a bunch of racks there and a bunch of pieces of fences that are there. They do this in order to stop the fish. They used to make like a hefsik in the middle of the water, make these obstacles in order to be able to fish. And since the water gets stopped all the time, so a person who loses his wallet in the water, he's not worried to go all the way downstream. As we get caught by these obstacles that are in the middle of the water. Given the miskulam yayish, afraid the Gemara of Haruba Kananim Renu, the city has Rav Kananim. So you tell me now, Shema mina ein lach gashim ralaza, afil b'rev kananim, we don't pass gashim ralaza, even b'rev kananim? Mar says, no. Shayin ha-beira, and the Yisrael sachrulei v'yisar ha-karalei. The ones who did this business of stuffing up the river in order to catch the fish was done by Yisraelim. It was done by Yisraelim. And therefore, they're the ones who will find it, and maybe they're the ones who lost it, and therefore you have to announce it. Yisrael sachrulei v'yisar ha-karalei. The ones who put the obstacles in and take them away. Give me Yisrael sachrulei v'yisar ha-nafal. Since Yisrael, who's the one who's digging, maybe the one that lost it. Yisrael Karle, let me Yayish. And since Yisrael Karle, they're the ones who clear it up, so they're not Miyayish. Because the ones who are there, who's taking care of the clearing away the obstacles, they'll find it and return it. Therefore, there's no Yish. So we're saying, of course, even a city Rav Kananim, since the ones who hang around the river, around the river are the Yisraelim, therefore, there's no Yish. And also, you can assume it fell from a Yisrael. Rav Yehuda v'shokel v'ozlo v'asrei demar shmuel v'shuka. Rav Yehuda was walking behind and together with Mar Shmuel in the Shuk, the Beit Daisa. In the Shuk of Beit Daisa, which the Rosh points out was Roy Vakum. Amar Leisi asks Shmuel, what's the kind of Arniki Mao? If you find a wallet here, what's the Allah? I'm like, Rejloy, let me keep it because Roy Vakum, Roy Goyim here. Then he asked him, Bo Yisrael and Asma Simon, let's say Yisrael gives a Simon on the wallet. Mao, I'm like, he has to give it back. So, Tarti? So he asked him, it's a stira. On one hand, he said, let me keep it because he's assuming it's Yish, Roy Kananim. And on the other hand, he's saying, if Yisrael gives a Simon, you give it back to him. What's going on there? Amar Leisi, Lefnim Meshur Sadin. There's a chiv of Lefnim Meshur Sadin to do Asisa Yoshua. The Torah of the Pasuk says, and there's an Indian to do Lefnim Meshur Sadin and give it back to the Yid. Especially if it's a Chosh of a Yid. You should give it back to him. Ki hod avu de Shmuel, Ashkir Chani Cham Riba Madvara. Like Shmuel, he found donkeys in the Midvar, Badun Lamarayu, and he gave it back to the owner, the boss of Terez Yarchi, even after it was 12 months. Terez Yarchi Shasi, after 12 months. And Rashi says, after 12 months, usually by that time, for sure he's Miyayish. And if he's Miyayish, I don't have to give it back. And still he gave it back, Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Still gave it back, Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Lefnim Meshur Sadin, he gave it back. That's we see this right, Avdim Lefnim Meshur Sadin. In the shuk of Gadai, the shuk of the Rabbanon, this is also Rav Kananim. Omalei, Motza, Kanarikim, Omalei, Rishloy, let it keep it.
Even,
so he says, still let it keep it. The guy is screaming, I wasn't a Yayish. Mar says, no, Nasik Tavech Abesish Nafal. It's a guy screaming about his house that fell, that didn't fall. It fell. He's crying over spilled milk. It is a fact. You are Miyayish. It was by Rav Akum. And therefore, the law is you'll have to keep it. You're going to tell me I didn't Lefrim Meshur Sadin. Zokter Rishonim, that since he's talking about this person wasn't Sha'adim Chashav, so not Machayev to do Lefrim Meshur Sadin. Only Chayev Lefrim Meshur Sadin. By the if the finder is the Adam Chashuv, then he's mechuyev to do the Lefnim Meshur Sadin. But if he's not, then he's not mechuyev to living for Meshur Sadin. That's what we're saying. The person who found it is not an Adam Chashuv. He's not an Adam Chashuv. Therefore, Allah is a Reish Loi. That was the Psak. If he's not an Adam Chashuv, that he's not mechuyev to do the Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Others say different pshat. Others say the case was here that the one who found it was an ani and the loser was an ashir. That's also a case where there's no chiv lefrim meshur sadin. Because here, let the ani, let the poor person gain this thing. It's not mechiv to lefrim meshur sadin. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Who died? The shakal bisra b'shuka. There was a certain vulture that picked up a piece of basar in the shuk. It was the kosher shuk. V'shadia b'tenaisa the bein barmarin, and he deposited it in the orchard of bein barmarin. Also kameda bayam. Came to Abaya with the Shiloh, what's the halacha with this piece of meat? You can keep it. It's a ziyash over here. Freyti Gemara v'ruba di Yisrael, it's Rav Yisrael, so l'chara is not miyayish. Shamir halacha Rav Shimon Alaza, I thought Rav Yisrael, the pasuk Shimon Alaza in Israel. Smart, no. Shani daya the zutu yamhu. The daya of also picking up a piece of meat is like zutu shayam, where the halacha is that there's a cost of ashatoyve men, it's automatic yish, no matter what. Right, the Gemara, okay, go to Gabe Avedo in the stand, on Zutish Hayam, you'll have to keep it. Because it's a sure loss when a vulture takes it, and that's the halacha from the Torah, Ashatoyban Mimenu, there's a cost of that deer, for sure you'll have to keep it. But what happened to the Issa, Bosses of Salmon Ayin? Amara, Bosses of Salmon Ayin, Osir. And for the Gemara, Oimid Vera'eu. You saw the vulture pick it up in the shuk and watch the deposit over here. You saw it the whole time. There was no problem of basar shenis alim mina ayin. And this is the real basar shenis alim mina ayin. People confuse if they have a delivery, that's called basar shenis alim ayin. That's not a din basar shenis alim ayin. That's more a din of chaysamas, which we actually had a little bit in yesterday's blat with the Rabbi Barav Hunu. He used to send a piece of meat. He used to make three corners in order that the shliach shouldn't switch it. That's the case of a delivery. That's called, we call it chesamais. Basar shenis alim ayin means the case where a bird would pick it up and deposit somewhere else. That's the case of basar shenis alim ayin. And here, ba'imid v'ra'eu, it's mutter and it's not a problem. Rechanina matza gadish shachud ben tver litzapari. Rechanina found a geshachdana, a slaughtered gadi, goat, between tveria and tzapari. V'tiru loy, he says he's allowed to keep it and eat it. Omer ba'ami, v'tiru loy, m'shem etziya k'shem ralaza. And we're assuming it's one of Rav Akum over here. He mat them shematzia like Hashem Ralaza holds that's mutter Rav Akum. Shem shchita kram nichin yamayin Hashem Ralaza agulili. And he held that's mutter you can emulate it was good shechita like a rechinina benoi shavisa gribi. And we'll bring a rise to both here. The time went to the brisa. Hareisha of the loy gediyav betana garlov. This is the brisa of rechinina benoi shavisa gribi. It says a person lost his gediyim, his goats, his chickens, betana garlov. Allah chumat shechutin. He found it was found the shechutin. Rabbi the oisiv. He says he can't eat it. Rechinina benoi shavisa gribi matir, and he's matir. I'm a rabbi near in the rabbi Yehuda, but must ba'aspan. If you find it in the garbage, so then you're worried, maybe it's an avela, and therefore you can't eat it. And that's what Yehuda's right, that if you find it slaughtered, it's awesome. Rabbi says, if I agree to Divri Rabbi Chanina, when you find it in the house, slaughtered, and therefore you can assume it's a good shechita. So now Gemara makes deal with this. But you're assuming Rabbi Yisrael, and they shechted it well. You're naming it's Rabbi Yisrael. Sham mina Allah Kshem Alaza, fill up Rav Yisrael. Then it comes out, you're allowed to keep it. It means we'll pass it Kshem Alaza, even by Rav Yisrael. Amar Rav says, no. Like we spoke out, it was Rav Kanan. But the Rav Tavchi Yisrael, the butchers, the people who slaughtered meat, were Rav Yisraelim. Therefore, you can be Samech on that. Rav Ami, Ashkach Praegiyos Shchutais. He found birds, little birds, that were Shchutais, being Tferlitz Pyri. Also, Kamehdi Rav Asi, Amla Kamehdi Rav Yechnov, Amla Rav Yerasha. Take it yourself, you're allowed to eat it. Now, here, what was the case? You could have said the case was Rav Kananim, but Rav Tavchi Yisrael. You're allowed to keep it because it's Rav Kananim. How are you allowed to eat it? Because Rav butchers are Yisrael. That's what you could learn Pashut. But the Rashi brings down from the Ravid that Lachaira here didn't speak it out. So the Rosh has maybe Usamech on the Gemara before, that's the same thing. But I'll read the Rosh. The Rosh and the Siman Zayin says like this. Here's the one even Rav Yisrael, and we'll pass Hashem laws even Rav Yisrael. The hach like l'shnuya b'Rav Nachrim, b'Rav Tavchi Yisrael. You can't say we're talking about Rav Nachrim, Rav Tavchi Yisrael. The praygios, the little chickens and hashchatim leish v'bayis, a person shechted in the house. Lemehind you Rav Tavchi Yisrael. Ke'inim shchutim ela basadim k'makulim. The only ones that you need a shchita is like a basad that's sold in the butchers. But these things that you can do at home, there's no a heter of Rav Tavchi Yisrael. Therefore, since you don't have that heter, therefore, you have to come on to, it was Rav Yisrael. And that's why it's mutter to eat it. If Rav Yisrael had to keep him at Tziyah, so if the Rav, it's a Rav, it passes from the laws, even by Rav Yisrael. That's a Rav Yitzchita. Zok the Mar, last Gemara here before the Mishnah. Rav Yitzchak Nafka Ashkach Kibura Da Ozli Bei Izulei. He found a spool of string that was found. It was used, this string is used for nets, to trap animals. He found it by the place where the trappers hang out. Take it for yourself, because here there's Yish, and you can assume, I guess, that these chevro were roiv akum, and therefore, you could take the roiv goyim, and like we're passing, therefore, he could keep it for himself.